This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Care less what workers of iniquity. Rastafari, it's my security. And I'm a going out and coming in. Never leave by Jaja. I keep a far from vampires.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, City of Hope, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, Kelly's Home Center, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy Sand Games, Pindital, Prince Masters, Sandcastle Bahamas, and Tropical Gyros.
You've got it locked and loaded to the Tuesday, April 29th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. And yes, normally we go to Grand Bahama every Tuesday. We will be going to Grand Bahama, as we always do on the flip side of the break. Sarah Kirkby and Darren Cooper will be joining us live. Great supplement each and every Tuesday in The Guardian, courtesy of the Grand Bahama News. So we get all caught up with Freeport on Tuesday, and we will. But I won't lie to you, man. You know, when you have good sponsors like KFC, right, sometimes you get sidetracked. And I don't know if you've noticed it, but they've got the all-new jalapeno sandwiches going on, the jalapeno fire, all right? You get it with the original recipe, and you get it with the spicy, whichever one you like, and it comes on a brioche bun with the jalapeno sauce, the jalapenos, and man, these jalapenos off the chain, real jalapenos. And when you bite in, you're tasting your jalapenos. It's all good, the pepper jack cheese, and like I told you, you get it as a combo, get it by itself, and it's all good. And they even got the jalapeno fries, and I got Amory Bethel from KFC here today. What's going on? Good to see you.
Good to see you as well.
Thank you very much for the jalapeno, man. A little hot, you know, and I'm sweating a little bit, but it's all good. Good pop, good flavor profile. I like the pepper jack cheese, the jalapenos, the tomato with the crunch with the lettuce and the sauce. Bam, it's popping. Good stuff.
Thank you, thank you.
And you got the jalapeno fries as well, correct?
Yes, we do have the jalapeno fries. So this is a lineup for us. Again, how you had mentioned the sandwiches, having the original recipe filet or our spicy zinger filet. On the sandwich, we also are offering our loaded jalapeno fire loaded fries, which have the sliced jalapenos and our jalapeno sauce on our signature fries.
So you could jalapeno it all the way.
Yes.
Your choice. And if you like the original sandwich, like I do, I'm a fan of the original Colonel's Choice back in the day was like my favorite. I like the crunch. I know, you know, other members of my family, they love, MJ loves the deluxe. My sons love, my oldest son would eat any of this. He calling me now, make sure we hit up this jalapeno, because he's a jalapeno fan. So obviously you can enjoy it any which way you want, whether you're a fan of the original or the spicy. And like I said, it's a great lineup because you get the jalapeno fries with it as well, so you could go fully jalapeno.
That is true. Or even if you wanted to get one of the sandwiches, you're able to swap out your fries, your regular fries and your combo for the jalapeno fries as well.
Drop it.
Yeah.
So they're hooking it up for you, man. It's available at all KFC National locations, correct?
Yes, all 9 locations, including the airport.
Limited time only, right?
Yes.
So get it while it's good.
Mm-hmm.
And then make sure, you know, sound on into KFC National and let them know how much you like the jalapeno chicken sandwich so they can bring it back more often. That's the problem. Limited time is get people hooked on these things and then you jones. Until you bring it back.
Who knows? It may stay longer than we intended.
There you go. But it is a great hookup. And of course, you know, can you get it in the sandwich boxes that you offer as well?
Yes, it's actually available in our big box option. So you have your regular combos and then your big box. And then again, the loaded fries if you'd like to swap for your regular fries or just have the loaded fries for a snack as well.
There you go. Well, I appreciate you dropping off, you know, the supplies. I mean, I already killed the original. I can try slung on this spicy because Mr. Producer didn't really ask me what's in the bag. So if you all let me chomp in the rest of the show, you know I working on the jalapeno fire spicy version. Already had the original, knock off the spicy, and then you know them jalapeno fries, they can come in good now. NBA Finals, NBA Playoffs coming up, man. That's a good little snack right there to watch the game with.
Perfect for the game.
There you go, man. Thank you so much for stopping by. And like I said, they're available at all KFC National locations, correct?
Yes, sir.
I think y'all need to keep this on the menu. This looks like a good one right here.
Yes.
Tastes like a good one, too.
Add some spice to your life with KFC, man.
There you go. It's always finger licking good. And Purdy, I didn't see you hit me, man. I got your sandwich. I saving yours. Relax. My God, you don't text me before 5 ever. But now today, you know, sandwich here, you texting me. I got you, Purdy. I can just get the way. You covered. Thanks for stopping by. We're going to get to the break so I can get the last 2 bites of the sandwich in. Grand Bahama will be coming up to you in short order. But I can brag. I got the jalapeno and you don't. And I can tell you how good it tastes on the flip side of the break.
Never leave by each other. Keep us far from vampires. You're never going out and coming in. Keep us by your right hand. Keep us far from Satan. I let her walk with me. Talk to me. Show me the thoughts in them heart for me. My death from my journey, them can't see me. And my purpose in me can't write up for me. Be a shield for me.
You're a builder. You want to give your client the best material at the best prices, and you need to put food on the table. Well, check out these prices at Pinder Enterprises. 5/8 pressure-treated roofing ply starting at $36.68 includes VAT. By the way, all these prices include VAT. Gray Select Water Shield, 134.20 a roll. Felt, 15 pounds, $16.50, 30 pounds, $19.80. Owens Corning Duration Shingles and CertainT Landmark Shingles, $56.56 a bundle. Gallon Roof Cement, $33.47. When it comes to screwing and nailing, Pinder got you covered. You got every nail and screw you could possibly need.
Turn up the heat and the flavor with the new Jalapeno Fire from KFC. Crunch into the iconic taste of KFC's original recipe, extra large filet that's made with KFC's secret recipe of 11 herbs and spices cooked to perfection. Stacked high with spicy jalapeno peppers, pepper jack cheese, and our cool but kicking jalapeno sauce, all wrapped up in a soft, toasted brioche bun. Go bolder and crank up the heat with our spicy zinger filet. The new Jalapeno Fire is bringing the heat, and it's finger-licking good.
We're still here. Since 1941, the Armory Company has been your trusted partner and one-stop solution for all your business and technology needs. From printers to copier leasing, point of sale to cloud video surveillance, and access control to ATMs, we've got it all. And we ship to all family islands. Call our dedicated customer service team now at 397-1600 or visit us behind Wendy's on Mackey Street and experience excellence that stands the test of time. The Armory Company. Your success is our business.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
It's time for the buzz. What are you buzzing on? Brought to you by John's Shoes.
I care less for workers of iniquity. Rastafari, it's my security. And I'm going out and coming in. Never leave by Jaja. Keep us far from vampires. You're never going out and coming in. Keep us by your right hand. And keep us far from Satan. I let her walk with me. Talk to me. Show me the thoughts in them heart for me. My death from my journey, them can't see me. Them a preface in me, can't write up. Be a shield to me, reveal to me the bad guy, what the man deal and give me. You never hesitate for bust the seal for me. I lay, I lay. And I'm a going out and when my forward in. Never leave I judge. Keep us far from vampires. And I'm a going out and coming in. Keep us far from far from Satan. More time I can't believe. Feel for grief. Flesh them a tear and them coming at me. The Bible tell me about a gnashing of teeth. Me think a joke but not the jokes on me. Stay with me. I lay, I clear the stage to me. I'm smiling on my face and I think I great for me. So when me touch the road, Jah Jah rave with me. So in my going out and coming in.
just enough of going out and coming in. Keep my fire right on and keep it far from Satan. I man care less about workers of iniquity. Rastafari is my security. And me, I strive with those who strive with me. Fight against them, we I fight against we. Chimney, sing it. And in my going out and coming in, hey, never leave I judge us. I keep us far from vultures. And when we're going out and when we're forward in, I keep my fire.
We're back at you on the Tuesday, April 29th edition of Talking Heads. Let's get down to Grand Bahama. We've got Sarah Kirkby. I know Don should be joining us in short order.
Hello.
What's happening, Sarah?
You in Kentucky?
What's going on? Yeah, well, I finished scoffing, not for sure. So before the jalapeno take over, tell me what's good in Grand Bahama. What's going on down there? What you got? What's the latest?
Everything's good. You crack me up. I got to get those patties to you again. Anyhow, I might have a hookup. Well, first of all, obviously, I do want, if we can, pay a little tribute to Mario Donato, very well-known figure in Grand Bahama. So we have a little write-up on him today. He was very well-known. He's been here pretty much all my lifetime. I went to school with his kids. I've known him. And was sad to hear his passing. His wife had passed a couple of years ago. They were a really wonderful couple in the community. You know, really shows you what transplants can do on an island. They really embraced everything Bahamian and were part of our culture. So it was sad to lose him. Great guy. And I send my condolences to the family.
Yeah, very sad situation. I saw that. I know he's been around for a while.
Yeah, Mario's a true character. There are some very, really, you know, as you have in Nassau, we've got some great characters here. Mario was, you know, he came here as a busboy and worked his way up, and you can't say...
That's what I heard. He immersed himself in Grand Bahama and became part of the community.
100%. He was involved with everything, hotels, apartments. This is a man who invested well and did well with his kids. His kids are very involved in business here. They own some of the top restaurants on the island. One of his daughters has a local nursery. So, you know, and he himself had restaurants. They had the Xanadu Beach Hotel. He's a, you know, Castle Bahamas. He had lots of things. So, you know, a real man who worked hard. So it will be a big loss. But we knew he hadn't been well for a while. And so his daughters and sons have taken great care of him, which is lovely. He's very much about family. So it was really good.
That Pier 1 was a good restaurant, too.
Oh, I went there the other day for lunch. It's fabulous. He rebuilt it after Hurricane Dorian. So it was great. So, yeah, shouts out to him. Now, we got to brag a little bit this week on sports. And you know how big I am on sports, Naughty.
Yeah, but rugby and soccer, that's about it. But anyway, go ahead.
No, don't try that. Our Carifta team, let's just talk about how good our Grand Bahama Carifta team did. Out of the 75 medals they won in swimming, 45 of those are from Grand Bahama, sweetness. We did good.
About time Grand Bahama wins something in aquatics, you know, because I was beating up on you all from that time over Nicholas Boysten from that time. Nicholas got a couple on me, too. That was a good battle. But from then, we've been ruling the pool down. It's about time you all caught up, man. Way to go, Grand Bahama.
So I'm just really thrilled. That's great. We have quite a few swim teams here, but we also did well. I don't want to not give a shout out to athletics as well. So it was a really strong performance by everybody, but you know.
But it looked like a well-rounded team from Grand Bahama with the swimmers and the athletes as well. It's good representation, man. Congratulations to Grand Bahama.
Yeah, it was really good. And then we kicked your butt in rugby too, so we're very happy.
You know, not Sarah, you know how the rugby thing go. It depends on who drinks the most the night before, okay? We can come to Freeport and beat you out easy if y'all go out drinking tonight. You know how this thing go.
But that's why we have a young crowd that can't, young boys that can't drink that much. So we were okay.
So, yeah, I mean, if that's what y'all got to take, at some point they got to get older and they'll learn the ways of the 12-ounce girls. It'll all work out.
The best part about it is they play a hard game and then afterwards they all drink together and have a good time. It was a great turnout, huge representation from Grand Bahama. So, and the Cuckoos took all the all the hard times they got. So, you know, it was a great game, really good to watch. And there was a lot of speed on the fields. These young kids, I remember those days when I could run. So I'll get away from sports. We got a big event, a couple big events happening this weekend. The Freeport Business Expo. It's actually a really cool event that I hope a lot of people consider going to. Even if you're in Nassau, if you want to come over for it. Because we've got so much happening with Carnival and other projects coming to the island, they really are pushing training for entrepreneurs to get into additional businesses here. We've talked about this before, Naughty. You know, having non-traditional, or sorry, having more Bahamian items to sell, also having more fun tours to take and different explorations. So this is a great expo if you're interested in what's happening over here, how Carnival, with its first opening planned for June of next year, and their possible expansion and other projects coming this way, is a really good time to come and find out what's going on. There's also a really cool chance to win $10,000 towards a tourism product, and you can find that online and apply for it. I'm pushing my kids to do it. I think it's really cool and a great way to get grant funding for a business if you're a young entrepreneur.
Good stuff. And then you got National Parks Day coming up as well too, correct?
Oh no, we had our National Parks Day here. It was packed, so they did a really
all right,
great
job. All right, I got you now. This is the follow-up. It looked like it was well attended.
Yeah, it was. It was really well attended. They had a great time, so had lots of fun. It's a beautiful, the Rand Nature Center is a beautiful park. It doesn't get as much recognition, but it's a great space. We usually only use it like for the wine tastings and art shows. But it's a huge space, and they have a beautiful deck out by the small lake that's in the back. So it was obviously a great place to do a paint and sip, and you can do tours. So that was very good. There's another opportunity for you this weekend if you're into environment, which a lot of people are. There's going to be Blue Action Lab, which does Coral Vita, Water Keepers, and Conch Farming will be having a free open day on May the 3rd. Everyone's invited to go down. I heard last year it was just jammed. It was packed. Great way to see how you can help, how they are rebuilding our corals, how they're working with water keepers to replant our mangroves, and conch farming, which is something we all need for sustainability for conch.
Yep. That's always, you know, sustainability is very important to us. I think we don't focus enough on that.
Yeah.
When it's time to, you know, when it's time to go get them, hey, let's go.
Yep.
But when it's time to conserve and make sure that we, you know, put back what we need to maintain the species and keep it flowing, we don't focus on that, on the conservation part of it.
No, and that's a real problem with juvenile conchs as well. And, you know, it used to be that when you go to West End, the staff around the bar literally just walks out and grabs the conch fresh. And now they've got to go out miles to go and get it. So it is something that we have to think about, and we really need to be very cognizant of the fact that you have to make sure that conch has the right size lip. It's a big thing, and I think you're right. It definitely needs to be reinforced. It's something I think everybody, every island is probably talking about as well and needs to do it, because the Bahamas is known for its wonderful fishing. We have a good supply where other islands have fished out, and it's something we need to be very cognizant of and think about for our future.
We got to. I mean, that's part of who we are. You can't be the 242 without conch.
No, definitely not. And not without also everything else, fishing, lobster. I mean, we've done a great job, I think, with lobster and seasons for grouper stuff, but we just have to keep that going. And we don't want to get to that point of having a season for conch, because everybody wants conch all year long, you know? So we've really got to maintain what we're doing and think about the future of how we're going to handle it responsibly, especially with the heat and the corals dying. You know, it all affects everything. Not that I'm a big scientist, but that little bit I do know.
It's all intertwined.
It is. And we also have our police roundup in there, so we try to give everybody an up-to-date of what's happened in the police reports for the year. But I do want to give a little shout-out. I've had a couple people come up and say that they listen to us each week, Naughty, and it's nice to hear that people are tuning in to hear what we're saying about Grand Bahama. So I just want to give a shout out to all those people have spoken to me this week. I really appreciate the support. And you know, they really say how great it is, Naughty, that we get to talk about Grandpa Ama a little bit more. So we thank you for that as well.
But I think it's important that you know, you have the supplement on Tuesdays, and we do get the word out for Grandpa Ama. You know, Grandpa Ama is near and dear to me. My beautiful wife, MJ, is from there. My in-laws are there, who I love dearly, especially my mother-in-law. Shout out to my mother-in-law. I love you. And, of course, you know, other friends down there as well, too. So, and over the years, working in the industry that I work, I met people in DJs and entertainers and performers from Freeport. And a lot of them are here, this place, ready to talk to Grand Bahama.
Yeah, and I'm hoping they'll come back. You know, they've been looking for people in the entertainment industry at Carnival. I've seen their advertisements for it, and they're trying to get more people back. So it's something they need. People need to look out for and go to the Celebration Key website and think about that. You know, that's the goal, really. At the end of the day, we know a lot of Grand Bahamians want to come home, and we understand that. So, you know, everybody's working hard to achieve that. And I think with these, you know, big projects coming on, that's what we're looking at. So if you are interested, you know, you've got time to get to this expo. It is free. There are certain parts of it that you have to pay for. I think there are more training modules, but it's not very much money. And if you want to, it's, you know, it's a 2-day event, Thursday and Friday. It was really good last year. They had tons of booths of different concepts and ideas that you could do in tourism. And it's all put on by the Port Authority and Grand Bahama Island Tourism Board. And so it's great, you know, and it really promoting what we can do to promote our island, because we do have so much to offer, including some amazing beaches and things like that. And, you know, we'll cover it in our issue next week, along with some other exciting news that's happening. So that'd be good. And there's an update on WASM coming. The Prime Minister was here yesterday, so we'll have some news on that. Some great news they're doing with WASM. And I'm just trying to look at my to-do list of what I have, of what's going on. And there was, you know, some other things that we'll feature today, and some good news with some, there's a golf tournament this weekend. So we also have that, the Sands Golf Tournament, because, you know, if you're going to play golf, you need some beer at the end.
Most definitely you do. Are you playing in the golf tournament, Sarah, or are you just drinking beer?
I would just be drinking beer. I think that's probably only fair to the golfers that are out there. I don't want to kill them with my really bad swing. I hate to say it. My grandfather was a fantastic golfer. I have not picked that up. I do not have a good swing.
Well, thank you for your honesty. All right. So don't go out there and dig up the course. But good stuff. Glad to hear from you as always. And we look forward to hearing from you again next Tuesday. I know Darren was busy this week, but we'd like to talk to Darren. We've got a lot of questions here for Darren and his potential political future, so on and so forth. So we look forward to talking.
Got a lot to talk about there, yeah.
We look forward to talking with Darren next week for sure, and I understand he's quite busy today, and I appreciate that. So definitely we look forward to talking to you and Darren next week right here on Talking Heads. Appreciate you chiming in as always. Great supplement. We'll get to the break, flip side of the break. We'll pick it back up. I'll open up the lines. We got lots to talk about, man. And whatever is on your mind right now, you can chime on in. Text 9 is powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Phone lines open in New Providence, 323-6232, 325-4259, 325-4316. Toll free on anyone in the Family Islands, 242-300-5720. Quick break, flips out of the break. We'll be right back at you on the Tuesday, April 29th edition of Talking Heads, which continues right after this.
Talk to me, show me the thoughts in them heart for me. My dip on my journey, them can't see me. Them a preface in me, can't write off for me. Be a shield to me, reveal to me. The bad guy, what them a deal and give me. You never hesitate for bust the seal for me. I lay, and I'm a going out, and when my forward in.
Turn up the heat and the flavor with the new jalapeno fire from KFC. Crunch into the iconic taste of KFC's original recipe, extra large filet, that's made with KFC's secret recipe of 11 herbs and spices cooked to perfection. Stacked high with spicy jalapeno peppers, pepper jack cheese, and our cool but kicking jalapeno sauce, all wrapped up in a soft toasted brioche bun. Go bolder and crank up the heat with our spicy zinger filet. The new jalapeno fire is bringing the heat, and it's finger licking good.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Since 1989, Joker's Wild Comedy Club has been the heart of laughter in the Bahamas. But now an era is coming to a close. Join us May 20th to the 25th for the final shows with your headliner for the evening.
For my guy, comedian Tommy Davidson.
Joker's Wild Comedy Club has hosted world-class comedians from the early days of Steve Harvey and legends like Jay Leno and Damon Wayans. Joker's Wild has been more than just a comedy club. It's been a home for laughter and creativity.
We gotta start loving each other. Stop it. We stereotype too. Black people, white people can't dance. White people dance their ass off, just different.
Tommy Davidson, along with featured comedian Kirk Green and house comedian Naughty. Don't miss your last chance to experience the magic. May 20th to the 25th, Joker's Wild Comedy Club. Admission $50. Get your tickets now at AtlantisBahamas.com/events. Come enjoy and relive the laughter at Joker's Wild Comedy Club.
Make this Mother's Day extra special with Kelly's House and Homes Mother's Day sale Friday, May 2nd through Saturday, May 10th. Enjoy 20% off a beautiful selection of dinnerware, glassware, luggage, silk flowers, and picture frames, except on net items. These are all perfect and stylish gifts to show mom just how much she's loved. Hurry in and take advantage of Kelly's House and Home's 20% off Mother's Day sale, Friday, May 2nd through Saturday, May 10th. Happy Mother's Day, all with love from Kelly's House and Home.
You're listening to Talkin' Heads with Naughty, only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
I care less what workers of iniquity, Rastafari, it's my security. And I'm going out and coming in. Never leave by Jaja. I keep it far from vampires. And I'm going out and coming in. Keep my by your right hand. I keep it far from Satan. I let her walk with me, talk to me, show me the thoughts in them heart. Me step on my journey, them can't see me. Them a preface in me, can't write off with me. Be a shield to me, reveal to me the bad guy, what them a deal and give me. You never hesitate for bust the seal for me. Highly, highly. And I'm a going out and when my forward in. Never leave, I ain't that job. Satan, more time I can't believe, feel for grief, flesh them a tear and them coming at me. The Bible tell me about a gnashing of teeth, me think a joke but not the jokes on me. Stay with me, I clear the stage to me. I'm smiling on my face and I dig a grave for me. So when me touch the road, Jah are with me. So in my going out and coming in, oh, and keep my far from vultures. And I'm a going out and coming in. Keep my fire right on. And keep my far from Satan. Hey, I'm uncareless about workers of iniquity.
Rib, I got you on the Tuesday, April 29th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. Purdy will be joining in the 5 o'clock hour. MJ will be in tomorrow, as she is each and every Wednesday, and open lines, and then Friday as well for a weekend review. Thursday will be Purdy holding it down for you. So, yeah, fully loaded beat coming up. And like I said, we got a special guest tomorrow as well. That's right. We do have a special guest tomorrow, and I'll tell you exactly who that is. Tomorrow on Talking Heads during the 4 o'clock hour, we have another special guest. We have Mr. Serfant Rowe, okay, Secretary General of the Free National Movement. One thing I know about Mr. Road, he's very candid. He ain't afraid to answer questions. So we're going to have a good conversation tomorrow. Looking forward to that. And then, like I said, we're going to get through the week. Purdy's going to have guests. And on Friday, it'll be fully loaded week in review. Lots to talk about. And like I said, we got lots to talk about today as well, too. Some of you chiming in already. Let me get to the text. Nwadi, congratulations to Darren on his nomination. I see him working hard to take Grand Bahama, where it should be, back to the Magic City. Good stuff, Darren. Nwadi, asked Sarah if the KFC and Grand Bahama. No, it doesn't. It's two different entities. Freeport owned is Freeport owned, and NASA owned is the best. Why do you think they put it to the airport? Because they got to take it to every family island. Every family island. So, yeah, I don't know, Grand Bahama, I don't know why you don't have the jalapeno, you know, sandwich. Maybe you need to call somebody who's coming down to Grand Bahama and tell them, grab you one from the KFC at the airport, at Linden Pinden Airport, International Airport, yes. Grab you one and bring it down for you. That's the only way you can get it. Or come to New Providence. Yeah. You all got to have Hugh Campbell, you know. You just got the better KFC. Deal with it. Accept it. All right? And then we can move on. But what's your take, though? A lot of headlines today. GDP growth likely despite turmoil. Bahamas could benefit from trade tensions, Roll says. But inflation outlook is potentially elevated. Story by Chester Robards. Read more on that. New NHI bill absolutely necessary, Darvill says. See, when I hear Darvill says, I mean, Minister of Health, Story by Caitlin Babb, Minister of Health and Wellness, Dr. Michael Darvill said yesterday that he hopes that a new national health insurance bill, which will soon be tabled in Parliament, will provide life-saving coverage to residents and then keep them out of the Princess Margaret Hospital. So, which hospital do you want them to go to, Doc? The bill, which seeks to repeal and replace the existing 2016 Act, will introduce a host of services meant to improve the healthcare sector. So read more on that. Dr. Darby, you still pushing for that hospital out west on Saunders Beach? Pintard renews call for government to address banking crisis, story by Rachel Scott. The Free National Movement leader, Michael Pintard, yesterday accused the government of keeping the issue of banking on the Family Islands on the back burner until it has become a crisis. BNU accuses government of neglecting nurses. Story by LaTanya Roberts, Bahamas Nurses Union president. Mira Lightburn yesterday slammed the government decision to hire 40 nurses from Ghana, while some Bahamian nurses are still waiting on their appointments from 2023. Lightburn, who staged a protest along with other nurses outside Breezes Resort, said it was a slap in the face of the nurses. The government held a ceremony for the orientation of 40 Ghanaian nurses and 10 Ghanaian doctors. Listen, I don't never like to go against anybody in the medical field. Anybody who could save my life or assist in saving my life, I appreciate. However, I know we have Bahamian nurses that have been ready to be placed since 2023. I know we have qualified Bahamian nurses that could do the job. I know we have qualified Bahamian doctors. Very qualified, overly qualified, more qualified than you think. My sister-in-law happens to be one of them. Shout out, Doc. We know what time it is. And yeah, they're brilliant. So I don't want to hear that we have to go out and outsource nurses from Cuba, now nurses from Ghana. What happened to nurses from here? From the 242? Why can't we get them placed? Why can't we get them paid? When you see a statement saying Bahamian nurses are still waiting on their appointments from 2023, in 2023, the government brought in some nurses from Ghana, Lightman said. Those nurses went through an orientation like they're doing today. The government housed the nurses. The government is also advancing 3 months' salary to these nurses. However, these nurses standing in the back of me, they are all still waiting from 2023 for an appointment. Health Minister Dr. Michael Dalvo said yesterday that the delay of the Bahamian nurses is due to a prolonged vetting process that the Royal Bahamas Police Force is carrying. Garbage! So is there a vetting process for the foreign nurses from Cuba and from Ghana? Was it the same vetting process that's holding up Bahamian nurses? Or is the vetting process, and I'm asking this question, is that vetting process being held up so you can facilitate the hiring of Ghanaian and Cuban nurses and doctors? Naughty, I don't feel bad for our nurses because they're the same ones who like to strike when they're most needed. And Bahamian nurses have the worst attitude. Give me the foreign nurses over Bahamian nurses any day. Well, all right. You obviously suffering, and I hope whatever malady that you have, where you're so familiar with nurses, you know, that you do well with that and we get that dealt with. But at the same time, regardless, yeah, they may have attitude. Not all. Okay? At the end of the day, they're Bahamian. If they're qualified, they have the credentials, the qualifications, and the training, then they need to get everything else the foreign nurses are getting, including that 3-month advance. Naughty, the PLP is corrupt and lost. They're still campaigning against the UBP. You think? More headlines we got to go through from the dailies. Man found dead at Sandyport and suspected suicide. A man believed to be in his 40s has died in a suspected suicide in the Sandyport area. Chief Superintendent Sharia King last night briefed reporters outside a residence where the man's body had been found. She said that shortly after 8 p.m., a concerned resident had contacted Cable Beach Police Station and requested a wellness check. Warrants issued for 3 police after court no-show. 3 police officers failed to appear in court yesterday as an inquest opened into a deadly 2020 police-involved shooting, prompting coroner Kara Turnquest DeVoe to issue arrest warrants against them. Inspector Alcott Forbes, Corporal Kevin Greenslade Jr., and Police Constable Courtney Hall were absent at proceedings began into the shooting deaths of Deshaun Spider Smith, 25, Rashard Clark, 28, and Jared Ford, 27, near Spiking Yard and Cowpen Roads on June 13th, 2020. Royal Caribbean set to purchase Xanadu Beach Hotel in a $348 million deal. Story in the dailies. Royal Caribbean and one of its affiliates have obtained government approval to acquire Freeport's long-closed Xanadu Beach Hotel and surrounding land as part of a $348 million investment. It was revealed yesterday. Central Bank of the Bahamas disclosed that the cruise line and its high-end Celebrity Cruises affiliate have received the Davis administration's permission to proceed with the acquisition of a total 40-acre site that they intend to transform into a recreational and entertainment facilities. Hold on. They plan to turn it into recreational and entertainment facilities. Is there going to be another hotel there? What kind of recreational and entertainment facilities? Are they going to be available to Bahamians, or is that going to be an exclusive cruise ship deal? A lot of questions here. God, I hope it happens. Freeport needs it, but Freeport needs to benefit from it. Wouldn't we agree? Let me check the text lines. So what are we going to do? Get to that break now, Mr. Producer. Flip side of the break. We'll get into the 5 o'clock hour. We'll be talking sports. Purdy will be chiming in. We'll talk some more NFL draft fallout, some undrafted free agent signings. We'll talk some Major League Baseball, and we will talk NBA and the NBA playoffs. A lot of teams on the bubble right now, down 3-1. Some still in dogfights. We'll deal with all of that, and we'll get our pro picks all brought to you, of course, by the Island Game lined up for you. All right, that's all coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. And, text. I ain't even gonna read that one. I ain't gonna read it. I ain't gonna call your name, Cash. No, but I ain't gonna read it at all. Boy, y'all got jokes today. Y'all got jokes. Mr. Producer, let's get to the break. Flip side of the break. Cuban Willie's immigration report coming up and the news. So keep it right where you got it. The Tuesday, April 29th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Flesh them a tear and them coming at me. The Bible tell me about a nation of feet. Me think a joke, but not the jokes on me. Stay with me. All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Feeling lucky? Here's Cuban Willie's numerology report. Brought to you by the Island Game.
Buenos dias! It's Tuesday and it's time for my numerology report. It's me, Cuban Willie, and it's brought to you by the Island Game. And the follow for today is 1795. The 1795. That's your lucky follow for today. Play it and win with the Island Games. Stay winning, my friend.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
I care less for workers of iniquity. Rastafari is my security.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, City of Hope, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, Kelly's Home Center, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy Sand Games, Pindertal, Prince Masters, Sandcastle Bahamas, and Tropical Gyros.
With me, talk to me, show me the thoughts and them heart for me. Me dip on my journey, them can't see me. Them a preface in me, can't write off with me. Be a shield to me, reveal to me. The bad card, what them a deal and give me. You never hesitate for bust the seal for me. Highly, and I'm a going out and when my forward in. Never leave, I ain't a Satan. More time I can't believe, feel for grief. Flesh them a tear and them coming at me. The Bible tell me about a nation of feet. Me think a joke but not the jokes on me.
We're back at you on the Tuesday, April 29th edition of Talking at Your Boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. Pearly will be joining us in short order. He is tied up in a meeting, but as soon as he gets free, he will be joining us in short order. All right, so you know how we do it each and every day. We set it off how we do right here in the 5 o'clock hour when we talk sports. We set it off with Today in Sports History, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnnies. And on this day, April 29th, in sports history, 1941, the Boston Bees agreed to change their name to the Braves. 1961, ABC's Wide World of Sports premiered. 1981, Steve Carlton of the Philadelphia Phillies became the first left-handed pitcher in the major leagues to get 3,000 career strikeouts. 1985, Billy Martin was brought back for the fourth time as manager of the New York Yankees. 1986, Roger Clemens of the Boston Red Sox set a Major League Baseball record by striking out 20 Seattle Mariner batters. 1988, the Baltimore Orioles set a new Major League Baseball record by losing their first 21 games of the season. 1997, Craig McTavish announced his retirement from the NHL after 17 seasons. 2002, Darryl Strawberry was sentenced to 18 months in prison for violating his probation on a 1999 conviction on drug and solicitation of prostitution charges. 2015, the Baltimore Orioles beat the White Sox 8-2 at Camden Yards. The game was played without a crowd present due to the ongoing riots and protests in Baltimore. This was the first time a Major League Baseball game was played in front of an empty house. Sports quote of the day: when you're playing against a stacked deck, compete even harder. Show the world how much you'll fight for the winner's circle. If you do, someday the cellophane will crackle off a fresh pack, one that belongs to you, and the cards will be stacked in your favor. Pat Riley. And that's a wrap on Today in Sports History, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnnies. Let's get on in to the local sports scene. And it's all brought to you, of course, by Burger King NASA. And don't forget, it's all about their new Steakhouse Bacon Whopper, A1 sauce, crispy onions, and peppercorn aioli. All right, and you can make it a double as well. Get it by itself. Get it as a combo. It's waiting for you at your favorite Burger King Nassau location. All right, let's check out the sports. Let's jump on in. The Bahamas to miss the World Relays, the home court. All right, all local. The Bahamas to miss the World Relays. Over 700 athletes are set to take part in the global relay competition. Story by Sheldon Longley. For just the second time, the Bahamas will not take part in the World Athletics Relay set for May 10th through the 11th at the Guangdong Olympic Stadium in Guangzhou, China. Due to the lack of available athletes, the reality is not feasible to field a competitive team at this time, according to Bahamas Association of Athletic Association BAAA officials. As it relates to the men's 4x100 meters relay, just 4 athletes were available to run: Carlos Brown Jr., Somali Farrington, Adam Musgrove, and Ian Kerr. Brown has the leading time among Bahamians this year, running a personal best of 10.4 seconds in the Olympic Development Men's 100 meters at the Splice and Connect BAAA Carifta Trials at the original Thomas A. Robinson Track and Field Stadium earlier this month. Farrington is second among Bahamians with a personal best of 10.25. So, you know, Musgrove occupies the 4th spot. So we really didn't have a feasible team. We really didn't have one. So it makes sense. Don't send a team to underperform. Even if it's one team, send the best team available if they are available. If they're not, you can't send them. Carter, I see. I get to you in a second. Bahamas Handball Federation staging international course. And Gardner signs on with Grand Slam track. Struck by Sheldon Longley, one of the elite track and field stars, has signed on with the newest global phenomenon in the sport. Stephen Gardner, former world and Olympic champion in the men's 400 meters, has been added to the lineup for the remainder of the Grand Slam track series. He will be one of 4 athletes under the Racers banner to compete against 4 athletes selected at random, known as the Challengers. And they will compete for prize money in the hundreds of thousands of dollars. So good luck to Stevie with that, and that's what we win plenty of money. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
What are you saying, Nadi? What's up?
What's happening, Mystery? Everything cool?
Well, you know voices now. Wow. So, Nadi.
Especially the ones who annoy me. I'm only joking. Go ahead.
Yeah. Nadi.
That was too easy. Go ahead, bro.
Well, I'm more than happy to see where your Lakers are right now. You're in Pearly Lakers.
Well, like I told Pearly, it's a 50-50 for me. As a Laker fan, I'm extremely disgruntled, upset. As a bronsexual and LeBron hater, I'm poised. I'm waiting.
But what are you disgruntled about?
As a Laker fan, I'm disgruntled.
About what?
About we need some coaching options, better coaching decisions.
No. You all were celebrating the fact that Redick was there.
Stop. If you allow me to finish, let me put it in context for you. Initially, mm-hmm. I was no fan of Redick. Redick won me over. I've given Redick credit ever since when he deserves it, but I've also remained critical when he does deserve it. And not subbing out your starters and playing them for 2 quarters, the 3rd and 4th quarter.
Yeah, but stop moving the goalposts, because when he got there, you guys were celebrating him.
I didn't, no.
Things to
excuse
say about him.
Me, the Mystery, don't get me twisted. Get me right, or don't quote me. Initially, when Redick got there, I was no fan of that move. I said it was dripping with clutch sports all over it. It was a move to placate LeBron. What experience did Redick have? Redick shut me up. He won 50 games in the regular season, 50 and 32. He showed an acumen for coaching the team and not letting LeBron coach it. He's developed some players and got them to raise the level of their game. So he's made some good decisions, but he's also made some rookie bad decisions as a rookie head coach.
Okay, all right. I want you to customize this the way you want. What? Other than the rookies, what do you see Redick is doing that doesn't really please you?
I said some of the decisions he made, like playing the starters for the final 2 quarters. You got to get subs in there. You know LeBron is older than Methuselah. He does a good job for his age, but he's up there. Luka, we don't know how many beer Luka drank the night before, how many cigarettes he smoked. We don't know what's going on.
You know,
we don't know what the situation with Austin Reeves is. We don't know what this. So Yeah, we've had some inconsistent play. The Lakers should really be up 3-1 in this series.
You know what I notice about Laker fans, like yourself? You guys are whiners. Stop whining, Nutty.
Listen, you know who you should really be talking about? Your whatless behind, good-for-nothing, garbage truck juice Miami Heat that got it prison style, for lack of a better word, yesterday. No kiss, no nothing, by 50-some points.
55, I think, or 56 to be exact.
Y'all can let Memphis get beat by Oklahoma City by 51. No, y'all had to come let this team beat y'all by 56.
So you guys are toast now, right?
Well, like I told you, if Redick doesn't make some major adjustments and the Lakers don't come out and play with some sort of, motivation and bravado tomorrow night, they're gone. 4-1. They're gone.
I agree. But they can't come
and,
back.
And if you remember when the Lakers went down 0-1 in this series, I said, be very careful with this Timberwolves team.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. If AD was there and Luka was out, where do you think y'all would be in the playoffs right
probably
now?
Probably the same results if we had the same series against the Timberwolves right now. It might be 3-1 them. It could be 2-2. I think AD makes Gobert work, frees up the clears out the paint because he could put him outside with a 3-point shot, open up more lanes for other players, including LeBron. But we don't have that. That's woulda, coulda, shoulda, but we don't. Luke is still putting up points every night. Every night he's been the most consistent.
Okay, give me your take on the Golden State Warriors game.
Golden State Warriors up 3-1 in that series. You remember them old Houston Rockets, 94-95, who Rudy Tomjanovich coached?
And what was the motto? The younger boy.
Never underestimate the heart of a champion. Well, they showed it last night. Don't underestimate the heart of a champion. They know how to win. They've been there. They've done that. Houston, to me, is probably the better team on paper. But experience goes a long way, and Golden State has it. And they're playing and they're having fun ball.
Jimmy
jamming, Buddy Hield jamming. You got Steph jamming, and then you got the other players jumping up, feeding off their energy. And Draymond. So it is what it is.
Yeah, I agree. All right, my brother.
Did you like your Dolphins draft?
No. They should have got that boy. What do you name, Shador?
Yeah, they should have.
Yeah, they should have got Shador. I don't know why they didn't. But that's what they should have got. They just need to get rid of that general manager. What his name is? Greer?
Yeah, Greer.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't like the picks. I don't like it at all. I know, and you know I'm one that always have been saying that the Dolphins need to really trade for a really good quarterback. We haven't had a good quarterback since Dan Marino. All right, so I believe that we should go a little deeper. We should get Shador.
A lot of Dolphin fans were saying that too.
Mm-hmm. So I don't like it. I don't believe we're going anywhere in the next season. We just need to make some better decisions with picks. So I'm not excited about this season coming up for Dolphins. Not at all.
I don't know. A lot of Dolphin fans are actually excited about what's coming. Think they made some plays.
About what? The Cowboys can't be excited and the Dolphins can't be excited. Excited about what? Y'all still got Dak Prescott. We still got Tua. What? What's there to be excited about?
You got potential, man. Yeah, they might have overpaid Tua, but y'all got some potential there, man.
Listen, Naughty, it's always about the quarterback. That's why Tyreek don't even want to be there. It's about the quarterback. The quarterback is the leader. He's the man. Okay? The running back can never win. When it comes down to football, running back can't win games. Quarterback wins games.
Excuse me.
The quarterback.
Now, me and you have to have a little debate here. If you look at some teams that were perennially based on running, good example in my Dallas Cowboys, 92, 93, 94, we lost in the NFC Championship, 95, back to the Super Bowl. We won all those Super Bowls. It was a running team behind Emmitt Smith. They pounded the ball. Went to Baltimore Ravens, and Troy Aikman could have been a more prolific.
Who was the quarterback?
Troy Aikman.
Thank you. Let's go.
Troy Aikman and Michael Irvin could have been more prolific as a quarterback and a pass receiver if we weren't a run-based team first. take my Cowboys out of it. Look at the Baltimore Ravens when they won under Marvin Lewis with that great defense. Jamal Lewis was that pounder, that ground and pound running back. They were a run-based team first. They ran the football first. The Los Angeles Rams, when they were the St. Louis Rams. Yeah, Torrey Holt caught a lot of balls. Isaac Bruce caught a lot of balls. And Kurt Warner was known. But you know who was the catalyst who started all of that off? The running game, Marshall Faulk.
The running game won the game? The running game won the game?
Yeah, a lot of times Marshall Faulk and the running game won games for the Rams. Like Emmitt Smith won a ton of games for the Cowboys. Like Franco Harris won a ton for the Steelers. Like LaDainian Tomlinson won a bunch for the San Diego Chargers.
Yeah, but there wasn't the real reason.
John Riggins, a bunch for the Redskins, not the Commanders.
John Riggins, yeah. Yeah, but John Riggins had...
He run all over True Round and inside of your Dolphins.
Yeah, but John Riggins had Joe Theismann.
And Joe Theismann had John Riggins. We could go back and forth all day. One is always needed to make the other successful. If you have a great running back, a Hall of Fame running back, you got a good quarterback playing behind him.
Yeah.
Potential Hall of Fame in his own right. And if you had a great quarterback Hall of Fame, the only one I saw do it without, and God, I can't believe I'm going to say this, the only one who I ever saw do it without a running game, Dan Marino.
Dan Marino.
For the record. Still hate the Dolphins, still don't like Marino because he beat my Cowboys a couple of times, but guess what? He did it without a running game. I could go on record and say that. All right.
He had a good arm. He had a really good arm.
Yeah.
One end of the
quickest
field
release
the
ever. Quickest release ever.
That's right.
All right, man. Speaking of releases, I got to let you go. I got to get to these other calls. Good stuff,
right,
though,
no,
Mystery. Talk
one.
To you soon, man. Be safe. Talking Heads.
Hey, how you doing?
What's happening?
Yeah, I just want to disagree with the guy who just called. No quarterback can actually win a game by himself. All I'm saying is...
Well, I think that's what I tried to explain to him. You know, that it's the yin and the yang if you look at a running back and a quarterback,
yeah,
receiver and a quarterback.
I'm not out here, Dustin, fine. But if Tua had 10 seconds with a good offensive line, I'm sure he'd be a different player. The offensive line is actually what makes a team.
Correct. You got to start in the trenches. I mean, if you look at dominant Super Bowl winning teams, they're balanced on both sides of the football in the trenches, the offensive line and the defensive line.
Yeah, correct.
They're going to run on you on one side of the ball, and they're going to stop you running on the other side.
So you can get the best quarterback in the world and have the worst offensive line, he would look like garbage.
The only one I saw do it with a crappy offensive line and no running game, I'll say it again, Dan Marino. Hate to say it, but that's the truth.
Well, that's one of the diamonds in the rough.
Yeah, another one might have been Warren Moon, too. Because Warren Moon, even though when he came to Houston, he had Mike Rozier. He had a running game, too. He had some more weapons than Marino. Yeah. But he was another one that had to deal with it. John Elway couldn't win one until they got Terrell Davis.
Yeah, and if you even look at the Tua on the guy who won just now. Wouldn't they want the same thing?
In Alabama at one point, correct.
Yes, and didn't Tua take his spot?
Correct.
And guess what?
And then I think one ended up transferring to Oklahoma.
Yeah, correct. And if Tua right now would be put on the Eagles, with that same offensive line and that good running back, he would be look like a superstar.
Yeah, you put Dak Prescott there, he'll win a Super Bowl.
Correct. So I don't want him to think that only the quarterback is the winner.
Fair enough.
All right, thank you.
Good stuff, man. All right, 5:22 p.m. is the time. And yeah, good point, Texter. John Elway didn't win one without Terrell Davis either. That's absolutely correct. Naughty, college is different from the pros. They have overpaid Tua. Dak, too. But listen, Tua is a walking concussion. He is garbage as a Dolphin fan. Wow, how do y'all really feel about Tua, man? Let's get to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Yeah, I was popping dime, Daddy.
What's going on, brother?
Yeah, you and Mystery Man, I agree with the last caller, you know, because, you know, as old as I am, you know, I don't follow the football no more like you are, but it's really, basically, I only watch football. I don't pay attention to the basketball as much, but I watch a little game here, and I thought our last year game with the Ravens, right, I thought the Ravens dominated the line, and that was embarrassing, you know what I'm saying? So I had to give the last caller some credence in that, you know, in the fact that, you know, you need the defense in order to, you know, to, I mean, you need offensive tackles in order to keep the people away from the quarterback. And that's just, we just couldn't do that. And so, you and Mr. Man reminded me, like, I actually, Franco Harris, number 32, right? Right, Nutty? You forget that was his number, right?
Yeah, 32, Franco Harris. Yeah, I mentioned Franco Harris.
He was another one who used to walk with five people on their back, Earl Campbell.
Earl Boyle, Campbell, right? the Tider Rose. Earl Campbell was another one who was brutal.
I got to watch some footages. But, you know, like you guys. Like,
and hold on, if you want to talk about.
About being the star, but had my mind going on people like Jerry Rice and Mark Bavau and Lynn Swan and, you know, these type of people. I mean, there are a lot of receivers. Henry Ellett, as you come up, but I thought, and then the Duper brothers from the Dupers.
You mean the Marks brothers, Mark Clayton and Mark Duper from the Dolphins.
I thought. So the receiver plays a key role, you know. And I think what has happened is with the Steelers, with us, I think we was trading off a lot of, getting rid of a lot of key players, like year after year, and then just it was working for a while, you know. Even from Bam Bam Morris time, every year you'd see a new quarterback, a new running back, a new fullback, and just. So I thought after Bettis, you know, basically that was it. But I don't see them doing good with Russell and this other boy. I mean, Fields, I like Fields as a backup, but I've never even seen Shador play. I hear you all talking, but I'll probably look into it. Now. Maybe you could expand. I hear you saying how they did him, but I have no idea what you're talking about. You guys are talking about the draft, but I didn't watch it, you know what I mean? But I like to listen.
Yeah, the good old boy network reared its ugly head, man.
I'm not sure how long I was watching football, you know what I mean? I actually, Franco Harris and me and Joe Green, and Larry Zonka, they were the type of guys we grew up listening to in the 70s. They had us playing football on Curry Dirt, Lordy. We didn't have no grass. Bless up.
Yeah, you need to go on that too there, 52, because that's pain from memories. That's them Pittsburgh Steelers that used to beat up on my Dallas Cowboys. Why don't talk about the Pittsburgh Steelers with Neil O'Donnell at quarterback when my Cowboys half your limb? Uh-huh. I see what you tried to do there, 52. Them Steelers in the 70s and early 80s was hard to beat them. I ain't gonna lie. Good defense, good running game. Naughty, stop kidding yourself. If you put Dak there, they might lose the game. How about that as a hypothetical? And yes, they overpaid Tua. I agree. How about this with a hypothetical? Maybe we put Caitlin Clark on the same team as Angel Reese, and Angel might show how to win the big one and get her over the hump, and then Caitlin might have some hardware after losing in the finals, like female LeBron that she is. How about that, Dax, to talk to me on that? Ah, oh, boy. But, you know, I think the quarterback, there are a lot that excel and exceed and are wonderkins. I give them that, and that have the it factor. But you always need the support of a running game and a receiver or a tight end if you're going to be one of them that gets over the top. You're going to look and you're going to see somebody that, Texter, you could talk crap about Dak, but I can't pop off against your girl, Caitlin. And everything I said about Caitlin is true. You have to recognize that you're going to find another player when you look back over time and say, okay, these two are together long. You had Brady and Gronk. You had Aikman and Michael Irvin. You had Montana and Rice. You had Rice and the rest of the quarterbacks that came through the 49ers after Montana left. You had Lynn Swan with Terry Bradshaw. You had Marvin Harrison with Peyton Manning. You see where I'm going? You had good running backs to complement him as well. You do need that quarterback with that leadership skill and the ability to do it and to lead. It's not easy. But when you can polarize your teammates to want to play with you, that's something. And that's something, speaking of Shador Sanders, that he has. A lot of those Cleveland Brown players pre-draft were saying, hey, I want to play with Shador. Now they see everything that transpired. They're rallying around the kid. They're making statements already saying that's going to be our starter. And when you look at the quarterback situation in Cleveland, Deshaun Watson, out of the picture, non-factor. All his off-the-field issues, he's not going to play. And he's injured. Joe Flacco is 40. Kenny Pickett is, we know exactly who Kenny Pickett is. Garbage truck juice. Then you got Shador, and then you got Gabriel out of Oregon, who they drafted in the fourth. Gabriel in the fourth, Shador in the fifth. Shador could actually play his way into being the starter in Cleveland coming out of training camp. That's not too far out of the realm of possibility. There's a lot of bodies there, but there's not a lot of competition. If you get the team rallying behind him, then that's an advantage for him. Okay? In addition to that, he's got the number one rated selling rookie jersey already as a fifth round pick. Unheard of. Naughty, all Hurts is a true leader. No, Hurts is not a true leader. Definitely not. Definitely not. He's a system guy that does well in that system for Sirianni. Naughty, all Shador teammates from Colorado complained about him. Shador blames his teammates first for his crappy play. Well, I don't know. Was it Jackson State turned that program around? Was it Colorado turned it around? And I don't see any of his teammates. I haven't heard teams talking bad about him. Travis Hunter spoke the world of him. The Jonte West, a wide receiver drafted by the Ravens, talked the world of him. Joe Horn, drafted by the Panthers, talked the world of him. I don't know that, Texter. You need to send me some proof right there. I think you just don't like Shador. That's what I think. But anyway, we're going to get to this break. Texters, I see I'm going to answer all of your texts on the flip side of the break. What running back did Tom Brady have? Except for Randy. No. You forget Corey Dillon, who was a... You know what, Texter? I can deal with you. I can get you edified in a second, man. What running backs he didn't have. Anyhow, let's get to the break. Flip side of the break. We'll pick up the conversation. I'll answer the text. We'll get back to the convo. And I'll get you ready for my pro picks. And, of course, Rich Eisen with your final 15 today, Overreaction Tuesday. That's all coming up on the flip side of the break as the Tuesday, April 29th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Reliable and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Turn up the heat and the flavor with the new jalapeno fire from KFC. Crunch into the iconic taste of KFC's original recipe, extra large filet, that's made with KFC's secret recipe of 11 herbs and spices cooked to perfection. Stacked high with spicy jalapeno peppers, pepper jack cheese, and our cool but kicking jalapeno sauce, all wrapped up in a soft toasted brioche bun. Go bolder and crank up the heat with our spicy zinger filet. The new jalapeno fire is bringing the heat and it's finger licking good.
Shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Looking for tech solutions without the hassle? Since 1941, The Armory Company has been the Bahamas' trusted tech partner. From access control and cloud video surveillance to smart home setups and laptop repairs, we handle it all. Need a repair? We've got you covered, no matter where you bought it. Can't find what you need? Call us at 397-1600 for a custom solution. Visit us behind Wendy's on Mackey Street, with delivery to all family islands. The Armory Company, where your tech problems meet their match.
You're listening to Talkin' Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
I care less for workers of iniquity. Rastafari, it's my security. And I'm going out and coming in. Never leave by each other. Keep us far from vampires.
We're back at ya on the Tuesday, April 29th edition of Talking. As we're joined by Pearly right now, Erda Pearl in the studio, in the building, via Zoom. What's going on, Pearly? And he's got himself on mute. His mute consistency is impeccable, though. When it comes to muting, Pearly is a first ballot Hall of Famer when it comes to the mute button.
Really?
Pearly will mute you. You mute better than anybody. You are the best muter in the business.
I think he wanted to hear the background noise here. So you're so good
at muting yourself. You mute yourself and don't even know you mute yourself. That's how good you are at muting, babe.
You think so?
I know so. Be feeling some football questions there, Pearly. And I don't know if you heard. But I went on record and I said the only quarterback that I've ever witnessed do it without a running game consistently and kill punks is Dan Marino.
But I also said
that every great that one had a good running game or had a superstar receiver or had a superstar running back. I gave the example, Emmitt Smith in Dallas, Troy Aikman and Michael Irvin would have been more prolific passes and pass receivers, a passer and pass receiver respectively if they played for different franchises. Dallas was run based. We was running Emmitt left, right, and center. We know that. I know that. You know that. So everybody's had who's been successful has had that good running back behind him. Marino was the only one when you look at it. Great receivers with the Marx brothers early on, with Duper and Clayton, and then over the years when he added Irvin Fryer and Arondi Gaston and so on and so forth. But Marino was consistently good with no running game. And he's muted himself again. Mr. Producer, I think we got him. We back out. Pretty, you back?
I'm here. You don't know what I did. I won't even tell you what I did.
I can imagine what you did.
You don't want to know.
Did you pass gas?
I wish it was as easy as that.
Because I smelled something. I'm thinking you went on mute, but it still wafted through the mic. But anyway, go ahead. What's your take on that, man? Would you agree?
The air was coming out of the air fryer.
Would you agree, though, that you know, like Elway didn't do anything until Terrell Davis showed up?
You know, most winning teams, and I think that was Dan Marino's problem. And he had two problems. One, he didn't have a running game. And two, he didn't have a defense because he'd put up 41 points and the team would give a 45. I never forget the San Diego game, but we'll talk about that another day.
Now, here we go. What running back did Tom Brady have, Naughty and Pearly, except for Randy Moss, a wide receiver, for a couple of years? Tom Brady had no one else. Stop.
Really?
Stop.
Really?
First and foremost, they drafted Kevin Falk years ago.
Yes.
And he was out of LSU. He produced a lot for them.
Well, then there was a kid called Edelman, I think.
Hold on, stop. We're talking running back. We're even talking receiver.
Okay. But then, Edelman was a hybrid, so okay.
Nah, he was receiver, Pearly. He was no running back like that. Now.
Receiver/tight end/slot receiver. Okay, all right.
Now, you got Corey Dillon, who signed with the Patriots as a free agent after his career in Cincinnati, and at the time, he was one of the better backs in the league. So Corey Dillon ran for them and won a Super Bowl with them, all right? You had LeGarrette Blount, famous in college for punching the player in the face from Boise State when he was at Oregon.
Yes.
Came and won two Super Bowls, and if I'm not mistaken, a Super Bowl MVP, or close to it, playing with Brady. So what I'm saying, Texter, is, Belichick manufactured running backs over the years, and the running backs that Brady had were not all pro, but they were quality running backs that worked in that team. James White from Wisconsin. Who caught more passes than James White? Lawrence Maroney from Minnesota.
He had a couple of 1,000-yard rushes. I think one year they had 2,000-yard rushes on the team. I can't remember the names.
I think that was the year with White and LeGarrette Blount, or LeGarrette Blount and somebody else.
Yeah.
So he may not have had name brand running backs or Pro Bowl, but they were good. They were serviceable. They were quality. They got the job done. They fit the system, and they help them win games.
Then the problem, and also too, Mr. Dex, you got to listen. And I hear your point, and you fall right into it. Brady was the team. Brady was the GOAT, I mean, according to them. And everything was about Brady, so everybody else was in the shadows. Nobody else got the – either Brady or Belichick. Nobody else was – Edelman was an afterthought.
Wes Welker was an afterthought, at some points.
Gronk. All of them. They were afterthoughts to Brady. Brady was always Brady, 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 Brady. Belichick, Brady. The brilliance of Belichick, the brilliance of Brady. Everybody else were afterthoughts, even though everybody else were really good players.
Naughty, they need to show the Browns football team footages and highlights from old Browns teams with Kevin Mack and Ernest Biner. Hold on. Why would I want to show highlights of Ernest Biner and Kevin Mack when not once, but in two AFC championship games, they fumble the ball away and cause Marty Schottenheimer, my Lord bless the dead, freaky self right out on the sideline? You forget that, eh? But yeah, they did have some highlights, man. The dog pound from back in the day. They did.
Yeah. They had very, very loyal teams. I thought it was a sad day. Was it them who packed up in the middle of the night and left?
That was the Indianapolis Colts, wasn't it?
That was the Colts. That was the Baltimore Colts.
Right. Naughty,
the Browns,
I don't...
The Browns did leave town as well, though.
I don't know one who has manufactured more backs than Chuck Noll and Bill Cowher at the Steelers. Yes, they did. They had Franco Harris. Rocky Blyer was another one that was there. Then over the years, they've had a bunch. They've had a bunch. Barry Foster was one of the... Chase and Emmitt Smith were a rushing title a couple of years, and then he disappeared. Then you had your kid from Texas Tech who played in the Super Bowl against the Cowboys and lost. Another big running back there. Then who else you had? You had Mendenhall, who was pretty good and retired early.
And we had the big guy. What his name was? The big, huge, like 900-pound guy.
Jerome Bettis.
Jerome Bettis, yeah.
So, yeah, you've had some good ones over the years. And they develop them by committee. You're correct. Naughty, yep. Roger Staubach had Tony Dorsett. You darn Skippy. And Tony Dorsett had Roger Staubach. Bal Morris, thank you very much. Thank you very much, Bam Morris. I appreciate it. Boy, look here. That was Naughty.
Yeah.
With Tom Brady, it was not the running back that added to his success, but the coach known as Belichick. We wasn't talking coaches, Texter. I know you're coming back at me because you still can't get over that, that Caitlin Clark reference I just made. But, yeah, I understand. We're not talking coaching, and we're not talking game plans and schemes and all that. Yeah, Belichick was a major part of that. We're not taking that from them. We're just saying that every great quarterback at some point had a sidekick wide receiver or a running back that made life a little bit easier. And that takes nothing away from their greatness. And the same point to Marino's greatness is he did it with no running back whatsoever, period. Good afternoon, Naughty and Purdy. What's your thoughts on the prank call the guy made to Saunders? Listen. Early on in my radio career and during my radio career in the morning, having a number one morning show, a big successful part of that morning show was the get notified crank phone call. I can't knock anybody who does crank phone calls because I used to do them myself. I don't want to come off as a hypocrite. And if they're done correctly, they could really be good and entertaining. This was out of line. This was uncalled for. It was malicious. It to me, it was a little bit of white privilege. Defensive coordinator's kid goes in his dad's laptop that was conveniently left open, gets numbers of Sanders and a couple other players, and decides to prank call him. It's ridiculous. But I can't say that I'm not a fan of prank calls or haven't participated in a prank call in my time, so I don't want to come off as a hypocrite, but if it's done correctly and tastefully, then it shouldn't be a problem. This was not done tastefully. It was malicious, and therefore it was wrong and uncalled for. Boy, Pearly, I tell you, a lot of finger pointing going into this NBA playoffs, you know, Pearly.
Yeah, I know.
And we got to talk about it tomorrow because we got a great Final 15 today with Rich Eisen, and Rich is breaking it all down. Overreaction Tuesday, Rich Eisen's talking the Bills, the Bucks, the Steelers, the Vikings, the Saints, and more, including the Lakers. Yeah, so that's all coming up. So we got to get to the picks right now, all brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. And we got a couple of basketball games tonight we definitely need to cover. But your Dodgers scared me last night, boy. Thank God I took them in the first five innings and won. Because, my God, if I had counted on them for that 1.5, that would have been a problem. Why you let the Marlins come all the way back in that like that, my brother?
Banda made one bad pitch. Just one bad pitch. And, you know, but champions hold firm, bottom of the ninth. I mean, bottom of the 10th, we just end the game.
All right, so games on tap tonight in the NBA. Milwaukee Bucks, Indiana Pacers. Pacers up 3-1 in this one, correct?
I think this one over.
This one is over, and Lillard with the torn Achilles. Give me the Pacers in the money line to play it safe, but they get it done. They wrap it up at home.
But I think the Bucks can battle hard, so I'll go with the money line as well.
The Detroit Pistons.
This one over, too.
Very young team, just rookie growing pains. To me, they're a better team than the Knicks. They just got to figure themselves out.
I don't know if they're more talented, but they got more heart. I don't know. They just played great basketball.
This part of the process. This is growing pains.
Yeah. This is Detroit been through this before back in the Joe Dumas, Isaiah Thomas days.
And to their credit, another team with growing pains, the Orlando Magic. They played Boston competitive. They're going to get beat, but they've shown some potential.
But I'm going to take the Knicks and the points tonight.
I'm going to take the Pistons plus the 5.5. I think they keep it alive. I think they fight. They're too young and don't know no better.
Yeah, no, I'm going to take the Knicks in the 5.5.
I'm going to take the Celtics in the money line. That 11 points is too much. You could take the Magic plus the 11, too.
I'm going to take the Celtics in the money line. I think the Celtics are going to end it tonight. But I think you're going to have three series going to end tonight. And one will go to game 6.
And you got the Nuggets and the Clippers.
I like the Nuggets at home.
I like the Nuggets at home to get it done, too, as well, Pearly.
Yeah. Yeah. And all tonight, right. I also think, that's it. My cut up for my team tomorrow. Okay.
Yeah. You'll deal with that tomorrow.
Yeah.
All right. So good stuff as always. Appreciate you chiming in, Pearly. Everybody who texted and called in, good stuff. We get to the break. Flip side of the break. Rich Eisen will be taking us home. Be good, Bahamas. And if you can't be good at it. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Talking Heads.
Ciao, ciao.
Never leave by Jaja. Keep a far from vampires. It never going out and coming in. Keep a by your right hand. Keep a far from Satan. I let her walk with me, talk to me, show me the thoughts and them heart to me.
Why settle for the typical burger when you can indulge in the Steakhouse Bacon Whopper at BK? The king is raising the stakes with a masterpiece that combines all of your favorite steakhouse flavors. A juicy flame-grilled beef patty topped with A1 steak sauce, crispy onions, savory bacon, Swiss cheese, creamy peppercorn aioli with fresh lettuce and tomato. It's a steakhouse experience you can hold. Crafted the BK way. The Steakhouse Bacon Whopper is bursting with flavor. Only available for a limited time at Burger King Nassau.
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slots hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. Is your place, is your place.
Since 1989, Joker's Wild Comedy Club has been the heart of laughter in the Bahamas. But now an era is coming to a close. Join us May 20th to the 25th for the final shows with your headliner for the evening.
For my guy, comedian Tommy Davidson.
Joker's Wild Comedy Club has hosted world-class comedians from the early days of Steve Harvey and legends like Jay Leno and Damon Wayans. Joker's Wild has been more than just a comedy club. It's been a home for laughter and creativity.
We gotta start loving each other. Stop it. We stereotype too. Black people, white people can't dance. White people dance their ass off, just different.
Tommy Davidson, along with featured comedian Kirk Green and house comedian Naughty. Don't miss your last chance to experience the magic. May 20th through the 25th, Joker's Wild Comedy Club. Admission $50. Get your tickets now at AtlantisBahamas.com/events. Come enjoy and relive the laughter at Joker's Wild Comedy Club.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I care less for workers of iniquity. Rastafari, it's my security. Chilling. And I'm a going out and coming in. Never leave by each other. Keep a far from vampires. And I'm a going out and coming in.
That was terrible.
That was crap. That was garbage.
This place sucks.
Overreaction
Mondays.
Monday. On a Tuesday.
Christopher?
Be good.
What's up, man?
Yeah.
What up, Joe?
I'm not good.
You look great, Mike. Sorry, Jacob.
Yeah,
body bagged
just shunned
you
know by a caller who said hello to me, and then you and TJ.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, you put Mike on the pay no mind list because I'm a Yankee fan, and he left us for the Dodgers. So,
Mike, you got to live with your choices.
Place, Dodgers right now.
Choices have consequences.
This guy. Chris?
You know, yesterday on the Overreaction Monday podcast, I said the Panthers were going to win the South.
Yes.
I thought that was a pretty reasonable take. However, let's talk about the Bucks, Rich. With Baker and all the weapons, Emeka Ibuka in the draft, the Bucks, top five offense in 2025.
Oh, top five offense. We got to put the Bills there as...
Really?
Yeah, Brandon Bean pointed out they had the most points in the league last year, and they got the reigning MVP. So,
I don't know about that.
It's a tall order. They're changing offensive coordinators again. That's a tall order.
Bucky Irving, year two.
I'm with you. I hear you.
Godwin back from injury.
I know.
Evans.
I think people sleep on Kate Otten.
Kate Otten, really productive down the stretch.
Correct.
We have Godwin out.
Light on tomorrow's program.
Rashad White's still there.
So if Jason White is tuning in right now, I think this is a brilliant idea.
Great.
But otherwise, I think it's an overreaction.
Mm.
What else, Chris?
Rich, you just mentioned the Bills.
Mm.
Bills didn't do enough this offseason to improve the offense for Josh Allen. Hoskins, you know him right. What did they do? What did they do on offense to support Josh Allen?
They kept everybody. They kept everybody.
What did they do? They added Josh Palmer. Cool.
Bro.
Their running back wants out. That's a problem.
Guess where he's not going?
Out.
So. I can't take this cheese again, and I won't do it. I won't do it. Chris, we wound up apologizing to Bill's Mafia on this program. Thankfully, they accepted the apology. Normally, you know, they've got long memories. Bro. We apologized to the Buffalo Bills.
All due respect, Shakir Coleman Palmer isn't knocking my socks off.
Guess whose socks they knocked off last year? The MVP.
I missed the parade at down Niagara Falls. Right. Did that happen?
This guy.
It's if you don't win the parade, then it doesn't. If you don't winning have the, a parade, I
they're
should
winning
say.
The division. They're going to be my choice to win the division. I'm off the train.
Didn't we hear they had the most points in NFL last year?
This broken clock is going to be right.
Oh, yes.
Which clock is that?
I'm
going to put my marker on somebody's reign ending, and it will finally be right. I did it for the Chiefs and said the Raiders are going to win the division. Honestly, it's in the top five worst take ever, which is also the Miami Heat should not trade for Giannis, although... Maybe that's going to happen.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
Hold on a second.
All right. I had no idea that's a part of our Tuesday.
Hold that beer.
Okay. Get out of here. Overreaction. Not taking it. Plus, I don't want Brendan Bean calling his program and yelling at us.
He was very aggressive on the radio.
I like it. I like GM's gone wild. Jason Light on Wednesday. Les Need on Thursday. Stay tuned. I'm going to piss them all off. One by one.
GM's gone. I was big in the early 2000s.
We're finding a spot for Howie Rose.
Big.
Chris?
The Steelers are playing a dangerous game. A quarterback, I said this yesterday, and I'm going to stand by this. Will Howard's going to start multiple games in Pittsburgh this year.
No, he won't.
You think Aaron Rodgers is going to, if he does go there, which we have no idea. We literally don't know. He was 90% retired before he joined the Jets.
Right.
Got hurt.
Yes.
And then whatever that was last year. He did not miss games last year.
He just missed receivers.
Here, coach.
Well done. Will Howard won a national championship and was a very productive quarterback at K-State.
Yes.
And then there's Mason Rudolph, who this team has now gotten rid of multiple times.
Multiple games.
And brought back.
By the way, Mason Rudolph finished the season and they made the playoffs. And he played better than Trubisky did in any part of his tenure. You could make the case that the best month of the season the Steelers have seen from a quarterback in the last few years was Mason Rudolph when they handed him a mop at the end of a game in Indianapolis. I was calling on NFL Network and said, fix the Trubisky mess. And he played well enough for them to finish the season on a nice upswing. But he's not a full season guy. So if Rodgers does miss a 2-3-4 game stretch, it'll be Mason Rudolph, and they're going to let this kid marinate. Multiple games is a tall order and an overreaction. Man, I rejected you quite a bit on the pod.
Yeah, I know.
Let's get one right.
Well, it may not be this one. I know you love this guy, Rich, but when I look about what's going on in Minnesota, the Vikings should have gotten more J.J. McCarthy insurance than Sam Howell. All due respect.
Well, first of all, with all due respect, you needed to say that first before you disrespected my guy.
I was more, I'm actually disrespecting Sam Howell.
Who's all right? Then I'll flip it on you. Give me the guy. Who?
That's the Aaron Rodgers spot. We don't know McCarthy's going to be ready to go. We haven't seen him. He looked great in a half of
but
a preseason
Aaron Rodgers
game.
Aaron Rodgers is not insurance.
Yeah, yes.
Aaron Rodgers is a bridge quarterback, meaning J.J. McCarthy doesn't play.
Right.
J.J. McCarthy's ready to play.
How do we know that?
He just spoke again. He looked very healthy and looked like his weight is back to where it needs to be.
It's April 29th.
He's been medically cleared.
It's April. We don't know.
He's been medically cleared.
We don't know. I want to see
actual
football games. Guys come back
from the injuries all the time.
And if he isn't playing well and gets hurt again.
That's a different story.
Now you're going Sam Howell with a team that won how many games last year? 14?
How many Sams do you need to see show up there to have their career turned around? They are expert
one extra
in
one,
rehabilitating quarterbacks named Sam's career.
Sam Ellinger available?
Keep naming it.
Sam Elliott?
I don't know. Sam Elliott. That was great.
I was going with actual quarterbacks. But...
I was going to say Sam Miami.
Really? You don't think Howell's going to show up? Do you need Jordan Palmer to come on this show and say, don't sleep on Sam Howell if he gets a chance?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yes.
We'll do that.
That's the only thing that's going to change
my
mind.
That's what I'm saying. Rodgers is not insurance. Rodgers is taking the year. Rodgers isn't going somewhere to be insurance. Kirk Cousins is a possible insurance there to say, we're going to only have a certain length of a, lack of a better phrase, leash for J.J. McCarthy. And I understand if McCarthy doesn't work out, Sam Howell is potentially a steep decline. I understand where you're going with this one, but I'm asking, who else would there have been for you?
They could have drafted someone.
Really? Why would they do that? Because McCarthy's the guy that they drafted last year, 10th overall. It's time. It's
who immediately has a knee injury.
Okay. It's time. And he's going to be really good. And I don't want to hear anything more about it. I have spoken. To use the Mandalorian phrase. What else?
You're wearing skull
purple. This is the way.
We hit on this at the top of the show, so I think you might actually agree with me here. Didn't know we were going to start the show like that when I wrote this last night. But, okay. Hey, Tyler Shuck's going to be the Saints week one starting quarterback.
I don't think that's an overreaction at all, buddy. I don't think it's an overreaction.
I mean, I heard Derek Carr speaking at his church yesterday, so I just didn't know if that kind of changed anything.
No, I think Derek Carr is done there.
Saying that he had an MRI report.
Everything I hear, and again, Tom Pelissero is going to join us shortly, and I will try and get it. You know, as you know, information... men and women do not speak in absolutes. There's always plans. There's always appears to be. There's always, you know, some phrasing that allows for the unexpected to become the reality of it. But I'm going to see, from everything I'm hearing, Derek Carr and the Saints are finished with one another. And the only thing that would cause them to not be finished with one another is they've paid Derek Carr. And they would like some starts maybe for their money. But I think Tyler Shuck is going to be the quarterback starting week one, bud. And good for him. He was the one who came on here and said, I'm the most pro-ready quarterback in the draft.
Yep.
And I'm the one with the most pro experience of anyone here at the draft because I've been injured. I've been cut. I've been told to go somewhere else. I have been hired to go somewhere else. I you know, he didn't use these phrases, but that's what basically is in college football now. He's had different coordinators. He's gone to different stops. He's had to learn different playbooks. Does that sound like somebody? Like Jalen Hurts, when I interviewed him prior to the Super Bowl, I'm like, you're going to have another offensive coordinator next year, it seems. And you've had nothing but different offensive coordinators. And he said, tell me about it. Said the reigning MVP of the Super Bowl. So this wouldn't surprise me at all. Not an overreaction, Chris.
Thank you, Rich. A couple NBA ones real quick. I think the Cavs just scored like 83 more points. Heat culture is dead. It's time for Miami to move on from Pat Riley.
Wow. Do you really believe this?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it should have got rid of him years ago, honestly. What are they doing?
I'm not ready to say he's lost his touch.
He's fumbled the bag on acquiring superstars and keeping them in Miami. Like, the last
What? I don't know, man. LeBron left?
Like I said, in our previous segment, if this was Nico Harrison, we would be blowing him up. You let Jimmy Butler walk. Your team makes the playoffs only to get blown out, and you don't have your first-round draft choice. Right? They don't have 11th overall now.
Pretty big blunder.
Not great. But I can't sit here and say he's lost his touch. I won't do that. You can, but I won't. But I understand where I accept this in the spirit in which it's intended.
Thank you.
What else?
Last one. And Rich, this goes back to what your point was years ago. Well, Rich,
that take is hot. I might need to, have an icy hot here.
Tonight will be Giannis's last game with the Bucks.
So this means what? He will force a trade?
They lose and he's out.
What do you mean? Where he's
Yeah, he's going to demand a trade this summer.
To where?
I think that makes the most sense. I mean, look, ESPN is already pushing.